Welcome to Pocket Pod Animal Crossing. Is your tooth hurty? Episode 230. There's Joey, Molly, Raw, and
that's me.
Adorable.
The funniest part about it, Leash, is that you are like 13 times as loud for some reason, and so the moment you start singing, it's like the big dinosaur that walks in, and it's like, oh, you guys were playing? I'm here now.
Oh, the dino. Oh, big dino wants to play.
Just stomp in.
Do you remember the dinosaur office shorts on, was it YouTube? Dinosaur office. Brah.
I don't.
Oh my gosh, no. Those were great. Oh my gosh. Okay, maybe I made it up in my brain. And it's not
I'm sure
thing.
It exists. There's a lot I don't know. Sure. There's a lot.
I don't believe it. I think you guys know everything about the internet that has ever been and has ever existed. So if I mention something and you don't know it, I just assume it's made up.
It must be.
Can't be real. Can't be real.
But more importantly, how did you guys do that for so long?
Well, we didn't have the music too. And we were both just guided by
yes,
you.
Yes, that's true.
Like, we were following you. Okay. It made it a lot easier.
Okay.
You had the luxury of the music and two people singing in different times.
Yeah, I mean,
before you.
I can't imagine. I don't mind doing it the old way if it's easier for you to be the lead of the thing.
Yeah, we could go back.
No, it's fine. I'd be happy to go back. I was not expecting to be the lasties, though.
Oh.
What I miss, guys.
My, oh, my, oh, my.
Oh, sorry. It's so loud.
A fun experience for your ear holes. Welcome to the world of singing together.
Welcome to a dentist's favorite episode.
That's right.
You know, we are 4 years into the remote recording, and it feels like we just started yesterday.
Oh, it's so magical.
Doesn't feel like 4 years.
No, that's crazy.
Weird. It's really weird.
Time has been such a strange.
Whole time
is a flat circle still.
When I hear the word pandemic, I have panics. It gives me pandemic panics.
Yeah, it gives you panic demics.
PTM-demic.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a panic in pandemics. So that's how you know that there's a panic in the pandemic.
It's not fun for anyone. We all get stressed.
No, it was a mess.
Don't like the remember whens.
Mm-mm. No. But hey, remember when the New Horizon game launched 4 years ago?
Oh, great, that was a great segue. Thing that happened back in the day.
I did it.
Into our what's new. Take it away, JB.
Do 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 do.
What's new?
Sail away, New Horizons, or something else. What's new?
What's new in the rumor mill?
Yeah, we got some rumors.
The rumor mill.
Have you heard? There's a rumor in the mill.
Ooh. Is this a new segment? Have you heard there's a rumor in the mill? It's a rumor. Can you
have you heard?
Do you guys know the soundtrack to Anastasia, the movie?
No, I don't.
That's what that song is. It's a rumor in St. Petersburg, and it's one of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'd be happy for us to, you know, yoink that from them for the purposes of doing rumor news.
You'll have to share it with me so I can learn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can make it even better. But yes.
But speaking of rumors. Mill,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
For 2026.
Rumor. Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of songs with rumor in it.
Has the Switch 2 actually been announced, or is it just like
there's a lot of leaked information.
Tentatively been dubbed.
It's not Switch called the Switch 2 yet. Like what people are calling it for now. Tentative. Knowing them, they'll give it some other
placeholder name.
The Nintendo
Animal Crossing is going to be called Animal Crossing. It's going to be called.
It will be. It will be called Animal Crossing something.
Encounters.
That sounds like
a very different
they met,
thing.
I met you.
That sounds like a horror
cat. I passed by on the J train. Me.
Oh. Misconnections.
Yes, yes, yes. Misconnections.
Creature encounters. Okay, well, that's one possible theme for the new Animal Crossing. It's dating show.
But yes, but also yes, all our fan faction can come true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's true. It would be a dream come true.
Truer. Yeah, they're already truly. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, that's a true. They are a fact, truer. After all.
Yeah, so there's a few articles out. I found a couple for our chat about this.
Yes,
but
let's chat.
Yeah, 2026 is the current estimate. As we know, don't trust anything until they announce it. And even then, don't trust it because they still might delay it another 6 months.
No, because then they're going to push it back. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, don't rest on this. But the fact that there's some rumors that it's happening.
Yeah, hot goss.
It says, adding to this, the rumor list of a variety of things players can expect from the game include more collaborative multiplayer, a larger city complete with skyscrapers,
skyscrapers,
vehicles with transportation, mini games
for transportation. Ooh.
Yeah, four. Yeah, so, yeah. Vehicles with transportation is a vehicle.
I was like, oh, huh.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's new. What we're doing. Interesting. I call that boats.
Mini games.
Adventure missions.
More than high card, low card. Can we have more than high card?
Oh my gosh, please.
I don't ever want to play high card, low card again once this new game is out if they have something better. Adventure missions, a new monetary system. No.
What? Something that's other than bells? How?
And a large shopping center.
Oh,
maybe. Maybe they'll bring in, yeah, the pocket camp currency. Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, and then, yeah, a shopping center where players can have their own store and sell their own designs. What?
Oh. I was just reading the mini games. A few examples of the mini games provided.
Oh, tell us.
I mean, this is all rumor mill. So.
Right, yeah, right. Well, it's some sort of very detailed leak. It feels like it's a lot of detail for it to be completely fake, right?
Right?
Like, I don't know.
Vehicle races.
So, like Mario Kart or, like, little go-karts,
that's
like
what
little
I'm thinking, or yeah. Like, is it just like a little racetrack around the island? Like, would it be like first person, or would it be like aerial view? That's
you
what
know
I'm
what?
Wondering.
I wonder,
like,
or if it's like toy cars.
Yeah, yeah, like those, like the little Christmas gift toy cars, the Toy Day tour cars would be cool.
Yeah,
RC cars,
the RC cars.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take my helicopter instead.
Or maybe it's not cars. Maybe it's little boats.
That's true. It says vehicles, and we could raise boats in the water.
Oh my gosh.
Or airplanes. We could it could be vehicle races, but really, we're just like throwing paper airplanes.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious. I love that too.
Love it.
Just chuck really those cute little paper airplanes. See who's going to throw the farthest. That's a vehicle.
Yeah.
You have to make them first.
Oh.
You have to fold the paper.
Little folding paper activity. And
you have to kind of have it precise, the folding. And if it's a little wonky, then you get a wonky.
Yeah, it's like snowman building, except with paper airplanes.
That would be really fun. Yes. Nintendo, I swear, you got to be listening to this. We got the ideas.
I mean, obviously, we can still carry on that idea of that great tradition of the snowmen complaining when they aren't made perfectly. So your paper airplane will have an opinion about how it was
made. Yes.
It'll show you its opinion because it'll run right into a tree.
And then it'll be like, well, maybe next time.
So mwah, good.
Mwah. It's so a good living. Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's a living. And then I want something special to happen if you have the perfect airplane. Like
you get a hat.
A hat?
Yes. Get a paper airplane
why not?
Hat.
Oh, and
aviator.
Newspaper
like
hat.
Special aviator. Special
yeah, very AV. Special glasses. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Paper airplane.
Yeah, you start getting like a whole suit. You get like a flight jacket. You get the flight pants. You get the boots.
Yeah.
You get like the helmet with like the microphone on it.
You know what I want? You know what I want? I already know what I want.
What do you want?
What do you want?
I already know what I want. I want Wilbur and or Orville to take me on an airplane ride, but I get to be the pilot, like pilot wing style, where I get to like fly the plane through rings and stuff.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
That could also be another
I mean,
vehicle.
They've
That's
already
amazing.
Designed that in other games in the past. Yep. They could just bring
I'm
it
sure.
into Animal Crossing.
Correct.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what I want.
Come on. That'll be fun.
That's
I love it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And if it's land vehicles, I just want all sorts of Mario Kart type of things. I want shenanigans. I want to be able to throw bananas and
so
and like make fun different versions of the cars and colorful and Some are motorcycles, some are
I kind of
scooters.
Love the idea of it being mini RC cars and then having like derpy villagers like walk in front of your cars while because they're not paying attention. They're like smelling flowers or like or they just
reading
plop
a book.
Down by a tree.
Like, they just plop right there. I have chosen this plopping space. Not my problem. You're gonna have to find a new place.
Obstacles that you're not.
Yes. That sounds really adorable. Oh yeah, and like obstacles. You could like run into beehives and not beehives.
Wasps
nests.
You hit a tree and it the wasps.
Yeah, the wasps.
Like, wasps.
Yes,
those wasps. Oh,
that sounds great.
Yes.
I love it.
So many hazards that you could just have from daily island life, which who knows if it's even going to be on an island.
It's definitely not going to be an island.
Yeah, based on what it says here.
Skyscraper.
I'm expecting like Sim City or something. It's going to be
maybe
cool.
Maybe it could be like New York City.
So it has like a Central Park area and then like the city. What do you think that'll be reverse of regular Animal Crossing, that the main part will be the city life and then you'll take trips to the countryside?
That'd be cool.
Going out to the country. Well, it says there's something about adventure missions. Oh. So being able to go to islands and things as part of your adventure.
I would like that.
It's reverse city folk.
Yes, exactly. That makes sense. Like they already did city folk, so now just twist it and reverse it.
Animal Crossing, country
folky
folk.
City.
And you're the city folk now.
Animal Crossing, return to the city. Because didn't they call it like go to the city or something?
Let's
return to the city.
Let's live in the city.
Back to the future city.
Hey, we all live in the city. Let's pretend we know about the countryside.
Oh, man. Maybe the vehicle races is like a traffic jam. You're just stuck in an endless traffic circle.
Racing against the person who's walking beside you on the sidewalk to see if you can get your vehicle beyond them.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. What kind of city are we living in that we're allowing vehicle races right on the main streets, right?
I mean,
ooh,
it's just
boy.
It's traffic
it's
jam.
It's a closed circuit little city that we're living in, probably, yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's a city on an island, guys.
City Island.
It's Manhattan.
That's the name of it.
City Island.
Animal Crossing City Island.
Oh my goodness. I love it.
Animal Crossing CI. New York
Criminal
City.
Criminal intent. SVU.
Wow. The spinoffs are endless.
SUV.
All right. There's also cake throwing.
Which sounds messy and fun. I wonder if that's just for birthdays.
Yeah. Cake.
I mean, maybe. That's such a peculiar thing to have as a mini game. I mean, it sounds silly and goofy, so yes.
You have to make the cake first, then you're like, I threw it on the ground.
I threw it on the ground. Now I'm wondering if you could also like make a bad cake or make a good cake, and if it's a bad cake, people throw it. If it's a good cake, you celebrate and eat it.
Ooh. Like Hell's Kitchen style.
Yeah.
Can it be food competitions? I want food competitions.
Food competitions.
That sounds delightful.
And you have to make your own combinations and plates and stuff.
Oh.
That's a really fun effect in Disney Dreamland, whatever that game is called.
Dreamlight Valley?
Disney Dreamland Land Valley Might Island.
The Dreamlight Valley.
Dreamlight Valley. There's so many different recipes and you don't have to learn them to create them.
Oh,
if you just start putting ingredients together,
them.
You can be like, oh, that's a banana cream pie. And then you're like, okay, well, if that's banana cream pie, if I want to make a chocolate cream pie, I replace bananas with cocoa beans. Look at that. I made chocolate cream pie. So it's really.
Yeah, it's more alchemy style.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So that would be a cool effect if they had that
in the game. I like it a lot. And then the last one that they had on their list of examples was a mouse hunt.
Curious about.
I'm conflicted. Like, is poor little Chatter going to like...
Oh my gosh.
No, Chatter,
don't Penelope's like, what?
Bria's like, I'm sorry. Hunt. I'm not participating in the most dangerous game.
The most dangerous game.
Very mousist.
They can't do it. They can't. It wouldn't be a
anti-mouse.
Mouse.
What if it's just like the board game Mouse Hunt, where like you create like, you know, like do you remember this game from like
Are you thinking
the 90s?
About Mouse Trap?
Mouse Trap, thank you.
I guarantee it's the craziest trap you'll ever see. Yeah, that game, I think we might have discussed this before. The fun part of that game was just ignoring the game entirely and
just
building
elaborate
stuff together. Yeah.
Like Rube Goldberg machines, essentially. Yeah.
Because it was just like too tedious to have to wait to hit every spot to put the pieces together.
But maybe it's that. Maybe we just build elaborate
Still feel bad for the mice.
Well, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it'll be something different.
Maybe it's like tiny mice? Or like where there's tiny
frogs. What if it's computer mice?
Ooh, computer mice.
Find all the computer mice around.
Mouse hunt. Boring.
Or just like.
It like, is a city.
I don't know. Maybe there will be. Maybe much like in all the other Animal Crossings, how there are frogs who are not the villager frogs. There will now be other animals introduced to be not character animals.
Right.
What's Leech going to say?
Bad Dylan.
Oh, did you say that? Oh my gosh, I didn't even. I missed it. I missed it.
I missed it too, so I didn't know it was a Matt Dillon.
I said like the frogs. It's okay.
Oh, you said about the frogs. Fair enough.
I did talk about the frogs.
Very cool.
But yes, you're correct. You elaborated more than I.
Well, and I acknowledge and appreciate that you contributed it first, obviously. But yeah, like to maybe that'll be a factor that'll work.
The city should be rats, not mice. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying there can be all sorts of animals. Maybe there will also be pigeons.
Ooh, that pigeons would be fun.
Like, other than Brewster.
Just don't tell Brewster that we're, you know, chasing pigeons around.
There have always been those little, like, the little yellow birds, little owls that come and sit on the, post the message board in the evening.
Yeah, the notification birds.
But I mean, it is kind of weird that we welcome these new little vermin into our communities and then hunt them down. So I feel it is a weird. We'll see how they go. They're going to take it in some interesting direction.
Very curious.
Sure.
Maybe it's like the cockroaches in your house, but because you live in a city.
You're crushing them under your feet and their little souls rise up into the heavens.
You have cockroaches and mice that you have to snap their necks.
It could be.
God. Humanely, I said.
Humanely.
We'll have to see.
Find them new homes.
Yeah. So anything, what else is new in the rumor mill?
One of the things I saw in the other article is that so it said shopping center in the first one, but this one is saying it could be a shopping mall, which would be cool because then you can have different stores for all the different vendors as opposed to waiting for them to come visit or having to go to Harvey's Island to visit them. I think that could be pretty cool.
That could be fun. For some reason, my brain just like automatically assumed that when the mall starts, it's just going to be this big enclosed, you know, walkable mall, but just have all those like gates closed down all around because there's not shops and you have to like unlock them slowly but surely. I was like, is that kind of sad?
I was just picturing my favorite board game from my childhood, Mall Madness.
Ooh. Oh.
Attention shoppers, there's a clearance at the blah blah blah, and then everyone has to go figure out how to get there really fast. Oh, now there's a sale and there's no more clearance, and you have to keep running across the board. That's a mini game all on its own. There Mall Madness. Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing Mall Madness. I'm here for it.
That sounds like a great crossover. I think that there's great potential in this.
I love it. So yeah, they said something about more robust multiplayer experience. I think anything is better.
Yeah.
It was kind of clunky and never really got much better. Very tedious. So maybe they can have a little bit more.
True. The process of going to another town, it's always been kind of slow in Animal Crossing. I don't know if they've ever gotten it's the first time they had multiplayer. Well, no, that's not true. I don't know. It's like, it was such a big thing for New Horizons, and yet, boy, oh boy, that sure was hard negotiating getting all different people to visit at the same time, especially when you had many people who wanted to visit and waiting for them to enter in the gate and to leave. And oh boy, streamline it, baby. There's a way to do it. It's possible. We live in the modern age of now.
there's so many possibilities.
In the second article, there are these images. Are these actual renders from the game?
Are you talking about the penguin with the island around it? Or the waterfalls?
These are just, never mind. Well,
This looks like some photoshopping. Are you talking about the camper vans in the middle of the island? Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yes, that, I think those are imagined.
Yeah, and like the other one, like someone created a very custom parking lot.
But what about the car? Is that car?
Those are car beds.
No. The first picture it looks like a little, you know, Range Rover. Vehicle.
Yeah, that's one of the, that's in Animal Crossing New Horizons. That's one of the cars.
Oh, is that one of the new car? I don't think I ever got one of those.
I think it is.
Is a camper van available at all on New Horizons?
Oh, well, those are more like you get the tiny versions. Those are probably just for mods, though, I guess, that they've used. Because you know how it is that you could, for
modders, there's definitely no way that those vans would be there on the front of the.
Yeah, they don't, nothing goes there. But yeah, that would be really, unless that's just Photoshop, which is a very good option.
Yeah.
Pretty possible option. Because it kind of looks like the van on the right is floating.
Yeah, I'd agree it's Photoshop because it's not it looks a little fishy.
Yeah. Either way, it's fake. It's a fakety fake. But speaking of camper vans, there was so much we never got from Pocket Camp and we wanted in New Horizons. And I think like having like a proper camper van setup. I guess we got some of that from Harv's Island. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
just it could be more.
Oh yeah. And but there's a vast amount of stuff that is still generated for Pocket Camp and they still have new items come out. And we didn't even get all the stuff from the older Animal Crossing games. So it's just like they were very limited in the amount of items. I mean, although there was a lot of stuff in New Horizons.
It was so much stuff that when I restarted my island, I never got everything again. So.
Right. Fair enough. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of stuff to collect. That's not untrue.
It's true. And yet there's always something else that they didn't get to us.
Oh, for sure.
From Pocket Camp, there's all those weird custom, like, you know, like every single event has like super custom things that we never saw the light of day in New Horizons.
Oh, yeah. Even like even unique fish that would just be brought out for a single fishing
event.
Oh, yeah. Or those bats with the jewels. Remember the bats with the jewels?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And all the weird cute little bugs.
Yeah.
The little gnome hat bugs, those were
great. But the little amenities were really great, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They could bring amenities and then you could interact with. That would be really nice.
The snowboarding thing would be really nice. The half pipe, that's what I meant. And the balloon.
Could that be a mini game where you do, like, tricks on the...
Oh, a little mini skate game or a little snowboard game? Yeah, that'd be fun. Press a combo of keys, do a 360.
I love it. So I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Well, we can dream and we'll keep dreaming and we will report from the rumor mill.
I love the rumor mill.
Have you heard? There's a rumor mill.
Have you heard?
Burner, burner, around the mill. Yeah, I don't know what I don't remember what the song was already. I'm going to just go to Word Up instead.
Word Up.
Ow.
Okay, so that concludes our what's new portion of
Yay!
The
sure does.
I love it.
But we do have some follow-ups that are what's new adjacent.
I don't want to wait
for
follow-up.
The first follow-up is related to Fae Farm, as we talked about in previous episodes, and it is time sensitive.
Ooh.
Nintendo released today that there's a partner spotlight sale for affiliate games that are not, I guess, Nintendo, like they're Disney games or Lego games.
Oh, gotcha.
Fae Farm is also included in this, Just Dance, but there's a sale going on until April 8th.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Where there's about 30, well, for Fae Farm, it's 30% off, so it's at $41.99.
Okay.
US dollars.
US.
Dreamlight Valley is also on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Among other games, if you are so interested, the Star Wars Skywalker Saga is down from $70 to just $20.99, guys.
Well, here's hoping we get this episode posted on the 5th so that it's not too late.
Time. If you want the Bluey game, it's also
what? Aww. There's a Bluey game? What?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Sherpa has it.
Oh, I kind of want to play it.
Yeah.
Obsessed with Bluey.
So that is on sale if you're so interested.
Cool. Super I might look into it now. Thanks for the tip, Leash.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good tip.
Yeah, there's some good games in
Ooh,
here.
Cult of the Lamb is on sale too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's so much fun.
Yeah, 40% off.
Wow.
The other thing that's games related. So our friend Concerned Ape, who builds Stardew Valley and the future game, The Haunted Chocolatier.
Oh, that's right. Haunted Chocolatier.
So he's been very busy releasing the 1.6, and apparently all week he's been like dropping bug fixes every 10 minutes. I think it's been like a week or two. I don't think it was dropped just this week, but it's not available on the Switch yet.
Yeah.
So just waiting. But if you happen to play Stardew Valley on other things like on computers, check it out because it looks like there's a lot of cool new stuff, and I can't wait to play it on my Switch in the future.
Yeah, they always, you know what, it's easiest to roll it out to PCs first just because they're like That's don't have to worry about all the special little hoogies and what's it that go on for consoles. It just makes
it's
it
like
more
a good and I'm sure base that there's build. Some sort of vetting that Nintendo has to do to improve their games and such.
And it's also a mobile game, Stardew, so I don't know if that's released there either. I only know that it's on the PCs right now. So yeah, first anyway, if anyone's been playing new Stardew, like, let us know how it is. I'm curious.
It does look like
Stardew.
It's
cool. Do you guys want to take a quickie breaky?
Yes.
Quickie,
let's do that.
And we'll come back and
quick break
and talk more things.
That sounds good to me.
Gotta wet your whistle.
And we're back.
It's considered
everyone
wet.
Everyone gets to see us drink beverages on our.
On our Patreon. That's a good reminder, Patreon friends. Again, you get to see the video version of this episode. It sometimes drops a couple days early, depending on all sorts of factors. So it's worth Patreon just to maybe see it early.
This one might be slower because we had to make some edits.
We shall see.
It's all good.
Maybe we'll post the unedited video version, and then audio will be edited. We'll see. Anyway, that's behind the curtain stuff.
Behind the curtain. JB, we have a song for you.
What could it be now?
Burr, 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 burr. Could it be now? What could it be now?
Well, I am the delighted recipient of Lego news updates in my news feed. I get no real news in my news feed. I get Lego and Animal Crossing news only in my news feed at this point in my life. Delightful. And Stardew news. The internet knows me. And in Lego news crossover news, someone has gone through and built out a bunch of the different Animal Crossing Lego sets.
Oh,
but they didn't stop there.
Oh, my goodness.
They made it look like you're inside the game.
Wow. Yeah, how do they do that?
So I was reading some of the detail that in the article that this was posted in. Do you see how the ground has the texture?
Immediately
that is
so gorgeous.
That is all those little pieces, little triangle dot They're pieces so that you can get. And they stuck them in between the pegs. Wow. Of a board.
It looks
Lego dots.
Those look like Lego dots. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'm going to share this in both the show notes and in the Patreon for people.
Nice. Wow.
But they have they built the cliffs and stuff, and they varied the color just the way that it does it in the game.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
Like it just oh, can you imagine the water is the. Is the translucent blue bricks.
Wow.
Very clever.
Very clever.
So nice.
The horizon was even built out back there. A bunch of different flowers. Wow. I don't know if those are actually the ones that came with the game or the boxes yet, but still.
Wow. Yeah, they definitely look like the hyacinths. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like they stacked the flowers on top of each other
to make the tall in order hyacinth. To make the wow. tall, yeah.
Very clever.
That is very clever.
And then the bridge, they built the bridge, angled bridge, the angled bridge that everyone tries to get in their islands, the angled bridge, they built it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful.
Great.
I bet it didn't cost 4 days of time and, a million bells.
Oh, right.
Maybe
right.
did. You don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it did. You're right. I do not know. I just think it looks super good. It looks like they probably bought 3 sets and then just added on with their own stuff.
Oh my gosh. It looks like they already must possess so many different bricks to make these amazing combinations.
Yeah.
And
this
those
is
little,
someone with a, little with a whole bunch of bricks.
Crazy. But I also love the outline, kind of like they have it in a box shape and that the outside edge is the beach and there's little like fossils and shells scattered on that beach border, which is so neat.
Wait, where's the beach?
I'm looking at the article from the Flickr thing, which is like if you scroll down in that one.
Oh, I didn't even notice that there's more.
Oh yeah, there might even be more pictures in the first thing.
I see another picture.
Like it looks like it's scroll. You just scroll down for a minute.
I see an aerial view.
Let me do this. It might make me. Let's see if it lets me.
Aerial view.
Let's try. So I can share it in here. Ding, 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 ding.
Is there an article? What am I missing? I'm clicking on the link that you.
Yeah, the link I shared is just the Flickr picture, but is there more?
It was, well, just if there are comments underneath the list of photos.
So I see a comment and there's a bit of an aerial view picture.
If you click on the comments, okay, there's the aerial. Yeah, they see the aerial view one.
But where's the beach? I don't see the beach there.
It's just a little strip of, or like, kind of the outside. I'm posting it in the same what could it be now area. So you can click it and you can see it's to the lower right edge how it's just kind of like the border of the rectangular containing area of the thingy. Oh, I forgot I can even do the little classic switcheroo.
Oh, I see. The lower border kind of has the beach color.
Yeah. It suggests the beach and it has little shells and
fossils. Oh, yeah. There's the fossil. They use that too. I see.
Yeah, they just made a little creative like suggestion of it.
This,
beach, I guess, is
this view really helps you see how they did it. Oh my goodness,
it's great. It's so cool to see the detail of those little the little dots or semi partial dots. Those are definitely smaller than the dots I've seen, but I believe that.
And there's a secret marshal sleeping up on the cliff that you didn't see so in the original picture.
So very very cute.
Huh? Secret marshal.
Secret marshal.
Everyone needs a secret marshal.
I want a secret marshal.
Oh man, this is super great. So kudos, by the way, this is Riley Howerter on Flickr, and they made some cool stuff, and I'm super impressed. It's making me dream big.
Yeah, dreaming big for sure. Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
So good.
Very cool.
The side of the cliffs are so beautiful. It is such a lovely job.
Lego Pro.
Lego impressed. Pro, indeed.
Soup's impressed.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very cool. Very cool, indeed.
I like it.
I was going to say that I had a brush with greatness, but I actually think it's more of a once again.
Oh, once again, I'm asking for your tiny delights.
Sky rockets in flight.
Ba-da, ba-da.
Tiny delight.
Ba-da, ba-da.
Tiny delight.
Tiny delight.
Tiny delight.
Tiny delights.
I love it. I loved it.
That was beautiful.
It was so good.
I did that.
It was good.
Beautiful.
I liked it.
So my story begins.
Oh.
Sit
right back and you'll hear a tale.
I don't recall when it happened. I want to say it was earlier this year, but our dishwasher stopped doing the spray bits.
Oh, so the kind of important part.
Yeah, it was very important. And it didn't spray.
Mm-hmm. So it was just filling with water at the bottom and then not like cleaning the dishes.
Not doing nothing.
Oof. Yikes.
And I can't even guarantee that it was actually like pumping the water in. Like I can't, I don't even know.
Wow.
I just remember that it didn't do it. It didn't do what it was supposed to. So we hired an appliance fixer person and it was like marginally cheaper than buying a new dishwasher.
Oh.
But the dishwasher is only like a couple years old. So we're maybe like,
shouldn't be broken yet.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be broken. So we're like, well, I don't really want to buy a new one and this will fix it. So we'll have it for a while and it'll be good and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so we got it fixed, and so the spray worked. But recently, and I don't know if it's because of the previous issue, but the heater stopped. Like, it stopped heating my dishes.
No. So now we have a sanitary problem.
Definitely not clean. Like, things were definitely not clean. So I was, like, washing things by hand, which is, basically the worst thing ever. It's the worst.
Dishwashers make life so much easier.
And we really do. It's a one sink kitchen, so I had to have like a dishpan and like a little, just too much.
Yeah, now you need like the washing thing that you get, like babe, the basin. Tub. Yeah.
So, if we were going to hire an appliance person, it would be more expensive than buying a new dishwasher. But I don't want to buy a new dishwasher right now.
Oh yeah.
So I went on YouTube and I learned about all the possible things that could possibly be wrong with a dishwasher to make it not heat. And I learned so many things about different.
Goodness.
There's like a few different places you're supposed to check to see. Oh. And so I was like, I shared with producer Jack. I'm like, we can do this. We got this. And so the other day, I guess it was like 4 days ago, because their dishwasher, it hasn't been broken for that long. We took it out and we tested all the things and we determined that it was the actual heater
element
element.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we bought a new one off of the genuine replacement parts, which is like a fraction of the cost of buying it from the actual appliance people.
Okay, good, yeah.
And then we got it yesterday and we installed it, and now we have heated dishwasher that heats things, and we fixed it ourselves, and it was good job. Like, so not expensive.
Yay, that's the best. Good.
That's a big tiny delay. It's a, because it sounds like a big project and a tedious long effort. Yes, but what a good outcome. Yeah, congratulations.
So proud. Yay. Of myself.
There's something great about, like, you know, thinking you have to call some sort of maintenance person and then just going, why don't I just check on YouTube and see if I can do it myself? Yeah. And then doing it yourself.
It totally demystified the whole project, like the whole thing. Because I don't know anything about dishwashers. And like the thought of like, there's like too many parts. There's like heating and spraying and splooshing and lots of parts. It's scary to me. And I don't know anything about it. But then it demystifies, like, okay, it's going to be either this, this, or this. And it's like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, I'll take those two things. Okay, I can't find that one thing, so we're just going to ignore that because it's probably not that because I can't find it on my specific model. Sure, so then we tried the other two, and like the one with the, so you're supposed to take like a little, what are they called? Those little multimeters and check the current of the.
Oh, like an energy tester thingy.
Whoa. Yeah, to see if the heater coil is actually like delivering active. The right amount of energies, and it wasn't.
Oh my gosh. So there you go. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. That's why it wasn't working.
Wow.
Wow. Just filled with information between YouTube and like TikTok and stuff. Like, it's, you could just get all the information you need to fix things yourself.
Very
you can dream of DIYing things and never get to it, but still, it's great.
Yeah.
Good to hear. I love the positive reports. I feel inspired next time.
I know. Something I'm going to look into. You can do it. You can do it. Maybe you can do it. Maybe you can't. Yeah. But maybe
give it a try. Right. That's a good point. Like, if you feel like it's definitely, if it's like you have to pop the screen off your computer monitor and peel it with a heat gun, and then maybe that might not be worth it. But, you know.
Well, for us, it was like we really didn't have anything to lose because the cost, again, the cost of getting someone to fix it for us was more than the sunk cost that we had to buy a new dishwasher.
Yes, so if
we can't break it more.
Right. You were already either going to replace it or replace it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I was just really happy. This is definitely a big tiny delight.
Oh, that is great.
I had a different kind of win not too long ago with our, you know, the pull-out drawer where they put your trash cans in, like the thing, like the cabinet for the trash can.
I'm familiar with that.
So we have one in our house, and the cabinets in our house are not great. They were always cheap. We were always expecting them to start falling apart, and that's one of the first ones to fall apart. Oh. Essentially, the like the little rails that the thing that hangs on to put the cans in just completely separated, and we couldn't pull it in anymore. And the rail got warped because we kept forcing it for a long time and just completely broke it. So we were having contractors in to do something else. And we're like, hey, while you're here, do you mind swapping out, you know, putting new rails in, see if we can get this fixed. And they did their very best.
Yeah.
I will give them credit for doing their best.
Sure.
But literally 6 weeks later, fell apart again. So I was like, you know what? You don't fix a thing a third time. And I did actually try to like get it back together. I literally sat on the floor of my kitchen, just like putting my head in that little like in that cubby, trying to like get to the back and get some screws. It was awful. And eventually, like I want to say 4 hours went by, and I was like, no, my time is more valuable than this. And I stopped and I just pulled the whole thing out. I did deconstruct it. I just left it by the back door. And I was like, I'll throw that away. I don't know what we're going to do with it. And then I went on the internet and my Wayfair dream scrolling that I've been doing since the beginning of my time off. In my Wayfair dream scrolling, I remembered all of those like cool like cabinets that they have, that like the Reva shelf, whatever it's called, where you can like take static shelves and make them into drawers and do the thing that goes around the corner, the hidden
little
area,
rotating,
the little rotating thing. So they have all
the
those
lazy
different
Susan-y.
Lazy.
I call them Lazy Sallys. Thank you. And
Lazy Sally. Fair
sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's a running joke. My mom always said, excuse me every time someone calls something a lazy Susan.
Oh, that's so, so cute.
In her honor, I started calling them lazy Sallys.
Lazy Sally.
We were at a Chinese restaurant. I was like, hey, it's a lazy Sally. And my brother's like, yes, yes, it is.
Lazy Sally.
But anyway, yeah, so they have all these cool things. And I was like, I remember seeing a version of that that's for the trash cans. So I found one that would fit in the exact space. I measured it 3 times. You know, you always got to measure twice. Mm-hmm. I measured 3 times. And I ordered it. What was good about it is rather than the old one where, like, the rails were at the top and the cans are hanging into it,
yes,
these attach at the bottom.
Oh.
And that way, when you're, like, you know, filling it with, like, really heavy garbage,
right,
it's not, like, weighing down, like, four screws pulling and just pulling from the plywood. So yeah, I got to install it on the ground. It took like 30 minutes to install. So the 4 hours of me trying to make it work was like, oh, I could have just replaced it with 30 minutes and, like,
amazing.
I don't know, $40. It wasn't even that expensive of a thing that I bought.
Yeah.
So yeah,
good. It
was
for
a different. It was a different brush with greatness or tiny delight. I think.
Yay.
But I love it. That's
doing
fantastic.
It yourself is
DIY,
the moral of the story.
Good job,
I love
guys.
It.
Rar, what did you nice. DIY?
What did I DIY?
Tell us about your furniture, anything.
I think I might have even mentioned it before. I did learn how to patch drywall. That was exciting because I just was like, I don't know.
That's big.
I've never done that before, so that was a big deal. But
yeah.
I don't know if I've had any, like, furniture repairs.
It doesn't have to be furniture. It's okay.
I don't know.
We're all waiting. To, like,
I know. I better go fix something now.
Sarah, get to work. Go get a screwdriver. Go find something. Okay. Break it. Refix it.
Well, I just broke apart my chair, and now I'm going to put it together live on the recording.
What a great podcast we've started. Fixing it with Leash, Rar, and JB.
Yay.
D-I-O. Doing it ourselves.
Aww.
Okay, I'm in for this spinoff podcast. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yep.
What did you learn this week? Nothing. I didn't have time. Okay.
Aww,
catch you next week.
Love it. It's absolutely necessary.
Beautiful.
Oh,
we did it, guys.
All right, guys.
I
think we're done another episode of Pocket Pod Animal Crossing-ish.
I like it.
Yes.
Yes. Call it a night, baby.
Thank you to Rar and JB.
Thank you.
For co-hosting another fine episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
No, 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 no. Thank you.
No, thank you. And also thank you to Jack White Blank of Monkey Cat Studios for another finally produced episode. He's got a little bit more work to do this episode because we had some technical difficulties. But yeah, I'll see you later, or I'll see you next time. And